Hey, good afternoon, friends. Happy Wednesday. Man, I hope you are happy, healthy, and blessed. I'll tell you right now, we certainly feel like that we are. I didn't really have an idea of a show to do. As a matter of fact, for those of you who don't know, I live in Beaumont, Texas, down here in Southeast Texas. And if you've been living under a rock, then hey, check it out. We got a Cat 4 hurricane heading right up our face. And, you know, 100-mile-an-hour winds, lots of folks that are going to be affected. So before I go any further, for the folks that are in Southwest Beaumont, or excuse me, Southwest Louisiana, pray for them. All right, because those young folks right there that are and anyone that has decided to stay south of I-10. It is. It's going to get bowling shoe ugly for them. The storm surge is going to happen, and man, I tell you, this is going to be a scary one, man. A Cat 4. They was talking about maybe a Cat 5, but we'll see. Here in about 2 hours, we're going to start to see some of the magnificence of Hurricane Laura. So, if you would, you know, man, say a quick prayer for everybody in Southeast Texas, Southwest Louisiana. There's going to be a lot of devastation, and when some of you wake up to the news tomorrow, you're going to see a lot of devastation, a lot of people who've lost everything. And hell, I might be one of them. I don't know. But you know what? I'm not really worried about it, you know, because, you know, I kind of between having the memorial service for my brother this past Monday, Rocky Villarreal, in case you missed it. Thank you for those of you who did tune in. And for those of you speakers, thank you so much for showing up and making it a much better show than what it could have been solo. But it got me thinking, man, about perspective and appreciation. Right. So I've been scrolling through Facebook today, trying to find weather updates you know, just try to keep up with what's going on with weather developments through some of the meteorologists that are around here. And one constant thing that I'm seeing is everybody, they're bitching and moaning about everything. Everybody wants to be mad. Everybody wants to be mad about something. You know, me and Rocky Villarreal, we had a whole lot of stuff that we didn't agree on. First off, we were two different races. We didn't have the same religious beliefs. We dang sure never hardly agreed on politics. The police shootings, we didn't hardly agree on that either. But, you know, somehow we made it work as friends, right? And that's kind of the problem, you know, the perspective, because what we're doing, we're losing perspective of each other. Instead of looking and trying to find value in each other, instead of looking and trying to find value in what that person is, why they became our friend in the first place, what we're doing is we're becoming toxic. And that's horrible. We are becoming a toxic nation because we're throwing friendships down the drain. You know, this Hurricane Laura coming through, man, this is kind of the perspective shift that I'm talking about, right? So this hurricane, contrary to popular belief, my white privilege is not going to protect my home from this devastation that's going to happen. It's not going to happen. Everyone, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Baptists, Catholic, Christian, atheist, gay, straight, black, white, brown, this hurricane is going to affect us all. And so what do we do? Well, what's going to happen today, or what happened today when I was out and about, is, you know, I saw a lot of people. Everybody was equally scared. Everybody was, you know, everybody was trying to help each other. Like if someone was broke down, man, people were right there. People were pouring gas, you know, gas that they just bought for their generators. They was giving it to someone else to put in their vehicle because they couldn't fill it up for the evacuation. Now, evacuation wasn't an opportunity. It wasn't an option that Tammy and I could take, and that's okay. But the thing is, that's humanity. So guess what's going to happen tomorrow? Right about this storm should pass through about 9 o'clock. I'm going to take myself and I'm going to go get in my truck with my chainsaw and my chains. And my wife's going to go with me, and we're going to go because this hurricane's going to knock down a lot of trees. It's going to knock out a lot of power. a lot of people, to include myself, we're probably going to be without power for a couple weeks, but I'm going to figure out a way to keep doing these broadcasts because, you know, you guys keep me young. But tomorrow, when we're all going out, I'm going to tell you right now, you know, you heard about during Hurricane Katrina, right, the Cajun Navy. These guys didn't drive. They wasn't in their flat bottom boats driving by people of a certain race or driving by people of a certain affiliation. Man, they just wanted to stop and help everybody. And that's what's going to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow, we are going to come together for the rest of the nation out there that is so gosh dang busy, you know, pissing and moaning and finding every reason. Let me tell you something. Your life matters. I don't care where you come from. I don't care what your issue is. But see, we get it down here in the South. We get it down here in South Texas, Southwest Louisiana. We get it. Everybody's life matters, and we're going to do everything we can to help each other because that is what being an American is. That's America right there. That is the heartbeat. That is that red, white, and blue that, well, some of you could, you will contest that this is a racist flag. Well, hey, man, if that's how you feel, then, you know, then that's your business. You know, I know for me, we are going to come together, and it's not going to have anything to do with race, religion, creed. But yet in the rest of the nation right now, they're rioting. They're going out there rioting in the name of justice. Really? You're going to go out there and break the law and destroy crap in the name of justice? Change your perspective, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm telling you something. If all you're doing is you're looking for the negativity in life, that's all you're going to find. And it becomes a lot easier to become bitter. It becomes easier to hate each other. It becomes easier to start dividing ourselves into these blocks. We're putting ourselves, you know, lots of good men died. Lots of good men got attacked. They got shot. They got beat. They got lynched because of this thing called civil rights, you know, equality, you know, getting rid of, you know, segregation. And it seems like now we're taking all kinds of steps backwards. We're segregating ourselves for what? Because if you support Donald Trump, you're a racist. Because if you support Donald Trump, you must support pedophilia. Because you can't attack someone based off, you know, their character, because the first thing that happens is race gets brought into it. And I'm telling you something, that is stupid. There's a lot to be appreciative about, folks. There's a lot out there that is to appreciate. But all you're doing is you're just stirring that negativity. You know, racism is one of those things. I'm not going to talk about it in this show because I'm through talking about it because I think it's a stupid emotion. And all we're doing is we're dividing ourselves continuously for no reason at all. For those of you who don't know Rocky Villarreal, the guy that I call my brother, that's a Hispanic man. All right, Mr. Darren K. Roberts, Mr. Donald Patton, those are black men. And I love them as brother and parents, you know. We all, and I'm not an anomaly. I'm not a unicorn. There's a lot of people out there that feel the exact same way. Because our perspective is shifted more outward than inward. Everybody's being selfish. You know, we as a country have lost our sense of humor. Everybody has lost their sense of humor. And Bobby, yeah, I'm talking about it. And I'm going to tell you why I'm talking about it, because it's pushing that. It's leading to that next step that I'm talking about. We as a human being, as a human race, nothing's funny anymore. Do you realize that? Like, we used to be able to crack jokes about anything and everything, and it was great. You know, I talked to one of my coaches just earlier today. They was calling to check in on us for this hurricane, and she's like, "Philip, do the voice," you know, because I'm silly. I'm full time silly, and I don't care. But I was like, you know. I was going to originally I'd planned on doing this show outside, but the internet connection wouldn't let me. But, you know, we've lost our sense of humor as a society. Now, there's people out there. First off, Kevin, Vanessa, Angie, David, guys, thanks for tuning in. Bobby, as always, welcome. Man, this whole purpose of this show right here is just, I have no agenda. My agenda is change your perspective and you can change your attitude. You can change your outlook on life because it's not so serious. And you're talking to a guy who is in the path of a Cat 4 hurricane. It's not that serious. And you know what? Here's the thing. If I lose everything, I lose everything. Okay. But I'm going to go out my way. I'm going to do it my way. Yeah, I could sit here and play the victim card and have a few people to blame about where the location, you know, where I live, you know, about my, you know, about all the things why I'm not evacuated. There's a lot of reasons that I have to be very bitter, but yet I'm not. Why? Because I had a young man, Rocky, when he got COVID, I learned more from him in the past 4 weeks than I'd have my whole 41 years. Even going through the absolute worst, that man had one thing to say. The very first thing he said to me was, I made it. And, you know, I think that's where we forgot as a society. I made it. Everything that's ever happened to us in our country, there's always an end to it, right? This too shall pass, the big four, right? This too shall pass, and it's going to pass. And we're going to be able to look back on it. We're going to be able to say, I made it. But no. Everybody wants to be sensitive. Everybody demands that their voice is heard, and they have every bit of reason to be offended. So here, you know, this is Hurricane Laura. This is Southeast Texas. This is love. This is brotherhood. This is family. This is friends. That's what this show, that's what this Inconvenient Truth is about, man. It's about bringing people together instead of trying to push everybody apart. You know, we got a lot more in common. If you'll just close this for just about 5 seconds and listen with this, pay attention to the behaviors. Quit looking for undertones that don't exist. You can create undertones all day long. I'm 6'5". You know what? My wife is 5'1". But the fact that I'm 6'5" doesn't mean that I hate everybody under 6'5". So to make my wife not feel so short, I tell her I'm 5'17". It's changing that perspective. It don't sound as tall as 6 foot, right? You know, everything is special. Everyone has a motive. Everyone has an agenda. Everyone has this feeling of overwhelmed fakeness. Man, get over yourself, guys. I mean, seriously, this is a wonderful country that we live in. This and if you want to watch, if you don't, for those of you who want to, I'm going to prove my point tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm going to be filming. I'm going to go live on Facebook. Probably not going to be able to use social media through StreamYard like I am. So I'm probably going to have to go through Facebook. And I'm going to go out and I'm going to show you some of the work that people are doing just because they love each other. I don't get paid to go out there and cut trees, but I'm going to go. I'm damn sure going to try. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. Help your fellow man. That's what it is, guys. And yet with all this judgment of each other because of their political affiliation, you know, you watch the DNC. For those of you who watched the DNC last week, the DNC was, man, it was bowling shoe ugly. You know, and the commentary that came out of it was unbelievable. So then the RNC, from what I understand, is going on this week. And the commentary, again, is unbelievable. And I'm watching you guys, man, attack each other. You're supposed to be friends. You know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Sometimes we fight so hard. We demand so much to be understanding or to be understood that we forget to be understanding. You know, the thing is, and right here, Bobby, you know, he says, thank you for being a friend and travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and confidant. I'm not ashamed to say that. I hope it always will stay this way. My hat's off. Won't you stand up and take a bow? And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew well, you would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached will say, thank you for being a friend. That is, hey, I don't know if you made that up as a lyric, but that's beautiful. Frank, it's easy to play victim, blame everyone else or anything for their problems instead of taking the individual responsibility for the situations. Obviously, we can't control our environment or how we grow up, but we can change our outcomes. You know, you can't start today. And bravo, Frank, you can't start today and make a new beginning, but you can start today and make a new ending. Yeah, there's a lot of nastiness going on. Absolutely. The Golden Girls. I should have known, Bobby, you're in your early millions. And hey, there you go, buddy. So that was the theme music, apparently, for the Golden Girls. But the thing is, guys, is, you know, you have a choice of how you can respond to adversity. You have the choice. The choice is yours. But what we do is we dig back in our archives, and I'm seeing this a lot, right? Where people are becoming they're self victims, they're professional victims, because what they're doing is they're digging back in their life. They're digging back in their life and thinking of every single time that they have been wronged. And what are they doing? They're compiling it all for present day. Well, I'm a victim because of this right here. That's unbelievable. Why worry about, you know, if you talk about what you did yesterday, you've done nothing today. Horace Mann said that. Quit worrying about, you know, your past is what it is, but it doesn't have to define who you are today. And I don't understand it. I don't understand why we as a people haven't come together more. You know, and really this election that's coming up, yeah, it's huge, it's big, there's a lot going on. But you know, guys, the thing is we have to be better. We have to be better. We owe it to ourselves to be better. We owe it to each other. The best of humanity always comes out after a tragedy. But instead, everybody's sitting there throwing, casting stones from their glass houses, and they're passing judgment on everyone. And they're doing a good job of it. But they're not really pointing the finger at themselves. You know, from what I understand, there's another shooting that happened in Wisconsin. And, you know, remarkably, what I love about Facebook is a couple of things. Everybody is a professional somewhere. Everybody's either a criminologist, a cop. They know a cop, so their opinion, therefore, is validated. With the weather, everybody, you know, professional meteorologists have nothing, man. If you want to know what something really is, just go to Facebook and you'll find all the information you want. But it doesn't necessarily mean it's good information. Because what you're doing is you're looking for these confirmation biases, right? You're looking for these people that are a very innocent action or a very innocent word or a very innocent gesture, we're taking it to heart and we're making it very personal. And that's disgusting. We are better than this. Change your perspective. Do what I do, guys. And check this out here. So part of my preparation for hurricane work is they tell us to go around and take pictures of every room, take pictures of all of your stuff, take pictures of all angles of your house, take pictures of everything around it. And you know what that got me thinking, guys? It got me thinking about a thing I used to do, and I want to pass it on to you because I'm telling you it's gonna make a huge difference. Bobby, yeah, again, I know your brother has stage 4 cancer, and yeah, life is short. But you know the thing is, Bobby, before I go on, I want to keep addressing this, Bobby. You know, people say that life is short, and I got to tell you, brother, life is the longest thing you're ever going to do. We don't know when we're going to go. You know, Rocky, for instance. You know. They every year, and this is the perspective I'm talking about. You go on these family vacations every year, whatever your age is. I'm 41 years old. So let's say me and Tammy do family vacations every year. On average, we're looking at, I might have 30 more years to go on family vacations with Tammy. That sounds like a really long time, but change your perspective just a little bit and say, hey, really, instead of 30 more years, I got 30 more times. Doesn't seem so long, does it? Doesn't seem so like it's so far away. It seems very tangible. You know, go on a thank you tour. And that's kind of what I did as I was walking around this house and I was taking pictures, man. I had to stop for a moment after I took a picture and I had to just thank the Lord for giving me this home. Thank the Lord for giving me, you know, my wife, for giving me my dogs, my everything that I have, my health, my support system. So many of you guys have reached out and shot messages like, hey, if you need a place to stay, we're right up the road. We're pet friendly, right? Because most of you know I got dogs. And I love you for it. Thank you so much. but it's that thank you tour. When you go on that thank you tour and you start thanking yourself and you take that personal inventory, that personal stock of what you are, what you can contribute, instead of worrying about what everybody else is not doing for you, start worrying about what you can do for you. That's what it is. Change your perspective. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Don't worry about how you're being cheated because of X, Y, or Z. Worry about how you can be a contributor. We are a society, you know, the coronavirus is what it is, but I think a big virus that we have is called meism, right? Everybody's just worried about me. They're worried about what's going on in their life. I've never heard that saying that life is like a roll of toilet paper. The quicker it goes, the closer you get to the end. Yeah. And I know for somebody like me who visits the lavatory a lot, the closer I get to the end, the more I start to panic. But because, you know, it is what it is. I start looking for shower curtains. But the thing is, right, is so what you have to do and what I'm recommending for all of you guys to do, man, is take a personal stock and inventory of yourself and ask yourself, man, what am I contributing today? Whose life am I making a positive impact on? It's important. It's important to ask those questions. It's important to I think if we focused more on how we can help others instead of how we can help ourselves or instead of how everybody else can help us, you know, I think that changing that perspective, once you do that, appreciation is going to fall right into place because you're going to appreciate every single gesture. You're going to appreciate everything that everybody does, no matter how large or small. And one of my favorite sayings that I hear people say is, you know, when I say, like, you know, me and my brother, you know, we've gone back and forth. He says the I, me, we syndrome. When you tell somebody, thank you, oh, it's the least I can do. Man, have you thought about what that really means? It's the least I could do. Which meant if there was a lesser option, you probably would have taken that one, right? Think about what you're saying. Attitude and appreciation. If you change your attitude, you change your altitude. You know, I believe that Rock came when he came back out of the sedation, he said, I made it. And I said, can I do anything for you? He said, yeah. Man, tell everybody, thank you for the prayers. Thank you for the appreciation. Thank you for being my friend. You know, and tell everybody I love them. I don't know if Rock knew that he was on his way out. Or maybe that was just fear. I don't care what it was, but it was a selfless act. And that's what made my friend so special. So I posted it for you if you're interested, guys. 409-679-1820. That is the number, The Inconvenient Truth, which is also my personal number. So if you want to shoot me a text to see if I've yet to float away, if Hurricane Laura has blown my skirt up over my head, feel free to do so. We're going to do everything we can to keep you guys posted. Aaron, the me monsters are crazy. And buddy, you know, the thing is, we're seeing it more and more and more and more. Everybody, you know, instead of looking at something objective, instead of looking at this at a situation. Now, I don't know anything about this shooting in Portland. I've seen the video. I haven't done any research on it. But right out of the chute, racism, right? Right out of the chute, bad cops, right out of the chute. You know, it's all straight to the negative, man. And then we go out and we just misbehave and we lose our minds and we lose ourselves. That's kind of what's happened. Find your North Star. My North Star is my very best friend in the world. My North Star is my wife. She keeps me constant. She keeps me grounded. And when there's times where I can't talk to her, I have a support system. Do you have one? David Whiting, Donald Patton, Sandra Whiting, Vernita Patton, friends, my parents or parent, you know, it's out there. Life is not that serious. It really isn't. Because here's the thing. At the end of the day, guys, I don't know if you know this or not, but you're going to die. You're going to die. You just don't know when. So how do you want to die? What is your legacy you want to leave behind? Do you want to leave behind that person who is all about the me? You know, somebody who's like, you know, what you see these people that are, they're tuning their voice before they do a performance, and it's all about that me, right? That's what it is. That's what we're doing, and it's disgusting, right? Ask your friend, man. Call your friends up, like, hey, what can I do for you? For no real other reason at all. And the generosity, the true generosity of being a friend, is that person who comes out there and is willing to do something for you with zero expectation of giving anything back. That's what generosity is. When I talk about your perspectives, man, I told you guys the story one time about a homeless man who was going to jail for vagrancy. And he was in the back of this squad car, and they was driving through a very affluent neighborhood. And this homeless man was just laughing his butt off. Cops like, man, what's going on? He said, you know what? He said, we're driving by all these $200,000-$300,000 houses, and everybody's got the stresses of bills and how they're going to make their mortgage and how they're going to get all this done. But yet I live under $1 million bridge, and I don't have a worry in the world. That perspective in itself, that man appreciated what he had, everything he had. He didn't have near the stuff that we do, but he appreciated it. He knew what appreciation was. But I feel like we as a country, we as a family, and let's face it, guys, we're all a family in this. We're Americans. We're a family. We should be treating each other as such. Not one time on a battlefield did I ever ask, is this person, and fill in whatever affiliation they belong to, their color, sexual orientation, religion, political party, whatever. Is this person gonna help me fight bad guys? Is this person gonna allow me to die today? I never ever questioned that, because I believed in humanity. Humanity is fixing to come into play tomorrow. It's gonna come into play for Southeast Texas, because there's gonna be a lot of people that who have evacuated, they're going to come home to nothing. They're going to come home to rubble. They're going to come home to flooded homes, destroyed homes, trees through their houses, dead animals that may have been left behind, dead family members who just couldn't find a way to get out. You know, there's a lot of people like me who are having to ride this storm out, and it's okay. It's what's necessary for us. I personally think it's my own challenge, you know, like maybe this is just God's way of reminding me that he's in control of my life. And if I put my faith in him, I'm going to be just fine. I'm going to be cool in the game. But even still, I'm going to do everything I can, you know, to try to keep bringing messages like this, because you deserve it. You know, Corey Homer, I believe it was Corey in the video, in the memorial service, he said, if the world had more people like Rocky Villarreal, the world would be a better place. How many people would say that about you? How many people, Frank, do you have anybody that would say if more people were like Frank, if more people were like Bobby, if more people were like Kevin, if more people were like Aaron, if more people like Angie or Roslyn, you know, Robert, if more people were like that person, the world would be a better place. If you have to think about that, then chances are you're not the person that you need to be. And it's all your choice. You choose your reaction. Choose your reaction to adversity. Complain all you want. It's not going to get you anywhere but an ulcer. Be the person, you know, be the person that you want to see in this world. If you change your perspective, man, quit looking for negativity. You're going to find more positivity in this world than you ever thought possible. It's out there, but I used to tell my students, man, when you're dealing with bombs, right? There's 360 different ways to look at a bomb. That's how many degrees is in a circle, right? Find the one that you like. Find the one that makes you more comfortable, and then you'll have a better plan of attack. Quit reacting with emotion. I tell people, man, you know, someone argued that if you remove the emotion, you remove humanity. And I disagree. That's not true. We are emotional creatures by default. We're emotional creatures by habit, and that's okay. But we don't have to respond emotionally. We don't. It's just not, it doesn't have to be who we are as a race. It doesn't have to be who we are as a species. You know, put it in God's hands. And if you're a non-believer, then hey, put it in my hands. I'll believe for you. Because, you know, Les Brown again said, hey, you know, the sometimes you got to put your belief in somebody else. Sometimes you got to believe in somebody else's belief in you until your belief kicks in. And that's all I'm asking you to do, guys. Look at it from a different perspective. Change your perspective. You will change your life. And that's what it boils down to. It's all on how you control your emotions. Bravo, sir. It's all on how you change your emotions. Or it's all on how you control your emotions. Give it the 3-second rule. And just because something looks like it's the case on the surface, it may not always be true. It takes a little bit more examination. But a lot of times what we need to do is we need to look at the examination within ourselves. You know, the Bible tells us don't look at the speck of sawdust in my eye when you got a plank sticking out of yours. But people looking beyond their own planks. Frank, I feel you, brother. You know, I'm far from perfect. I'm trying to look at the world through a different lens. Finding a purpose pursuing my dreams helps. You know, your purpose can be you. Your purpose can be that little creature that you're holding on to, right? Your family, your kids. There's always a purpose. If you're a person who's a social justice warrior, make that your purpose and go. But you ain't got to be negative about it, because negativity is the cancer. Negativity is the virus that's taken over our country, not COVID, not racism, not politics, negativity. And the crazy thing is we all have that. We all have control of that. We all control exactly how we respond to everything that comes. And you know what? It's called that Sills Hall, right? Stop, look, listen, and smell. I've done a show on this before, man. Sometimes you just need to take a knee. Stop what you're doing and just look at the environment around you. Look at the people. Take stock in the people that are in your life. Those energy thieves. Are they energy givers or are they energy takers? Listen to the words that people are saying and understand where they're coming from. Decide for yourself if what you're hearing is what you're hearing based off your own biases, or what you're hearing. Are you trying to put words that aren't there because the person that's speaking them doesn't agree with you on a political spectrum, right? And then of course, smell, man, the smell test. Everything has a smell test. It's that BS smell test that you're looking for, right? Does it stink? Is it one of those things that you probably shouldn't want to put your hands anywhere near? Stop, look, listen, and smell. That is your life. That is your journey. That is your, those four letters right there are going to be the four letters that are going to make or break the difference of who you are as a person. It's going to make or break the difference of who you are as a human being, as a brother, as a sister, as a father, as a mother, as a daughter, as a cousin, as a friend. Stop, look, listen, and smell. Quit being so damn emotional. Calm down. Take a breath. It's not that serious. No matter what it is, it's not that serious. And this is coming from a guy who is going to be getting his face kicked in here real shortly by a hurricane. And it's not that serious. It truly isn't. Yeah, there is a cost, and there is a risk. Risk, you know, is in everything we do. Matter of fact, life is so risky, you're going to die. But how do you respond? How do you want to respond? Do you want, you know, the definition of insanity, we've heard it a bunch of times, right? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. You know, Frank's daughter, you know, he said he's definitely changed the way I look at the world in my life. She's helped me understand what's important. And she's the reason that I put the bottle down. Man, I'm telling you something. That is a beautiful story. And Frank, I tell people all the time, behind every good man is a woman rolling her eyes. And in your case, maybe it's your wife or maybe it's that little baby girl. But find that important thing. Find that motivator to help you get you off your fourth point of contact. You are not going to succeed in this life by sitting on the sidelines. We're at a point now where we have to make a decision. Which way do we want to go? You know, me personally, I think a lot of the stuff that we're seeing right now in this nation, it's going to go away on November the 4th. Well, maybe not November the 4th, but depending on how they do the ballot counts and things like that. But I think a lot of this stuff is politically motivated. And the problem is we're getting sucked into it. Take a knee. Stop. Stop watching all that garbage, man. Take a knee and look at what's important. What affects you in your life? What you can change in your life to make it better? Because look, wherever you are in this life, whatever you've done in this life, wherever you have found yourself, it's easier to blame somebody else. But it's a very bitter pill to realize, to swallow, when you realize that wherever you are in this life, you made the appointment to be there through your actions and your inactions. You made the appointment. So you might as well go to that appointment and do it the best you can. What you have today doesn't have to be the end all. What you have today, it doesn't have to be the be all. What you have today, you know, and this, you know, this guy right here, Kevin Williams, you know, after COVID kicked off and gas or oil went under $20 a barrel, this man lost his job. He lost his livelihood. You know, I'm not going to get too much into his personal life, but the man has lost a whole bunch. He's unemployed. And yet this man still finds a way to check in on his friends and his family. And what can I do for you? You know, the guy was willing to he's so poor, he'd have to fart in his pocket to make a cent. And yet he's wanting to sell his tools to come down here to try to help me and my wife get evac. That's love. That's what we need in this world. We don't need more politics. We don't need more racism. We don't need more reasons to complain. What we need is love. And you got to look beyond your own eyes, man. Look beyond your own. Don't listen to what everybody's telling you you are. Decide for yourself who you are and decide for yourself who you want to be. Stop being a sheep. Although sheep ain't that bad, you know, they help you go to sleep, right? I encourage you all. I want you to challenge yourself this week. Tomorrow morning when you wake up, start your thank you tour. And it starts when you open your eyes. Be thankful that you opened your eyes. As you put on your clothes, be thankful that you have clothes. Because first off, there's people who aren't going to open their eyes. They're not going to be able to. They're, you know, because, you know, either an illness or death has found them. Be thankful you got clothes to put on, because there's going to be people out there that don't have clothes to put on. Be thankful when you go to go wash your face or shave your face or comb your hair, because there's people who don't have that. And when you leave your bedroom, be thankful that you're leaving a bedroom instead of a homeless shelter or instead of outdoors, right? When you go make that breakfast, be thankful that you say it, man. Thank yourself that you have made, that you've set yourself up to be able to go eat yourself some breakfast. And as you're going to your job, if you have one, be thankful that you have a vehicle to take you to that job, or you have the ability to walk to public transportation, or be thankful that public transportation exists. There's so many things in a 24-hour day that you can be thankful for. And I promise you, if you focus on those things that you can be thankful for, all this negativity is going to find its way out of your system. So when bad stuff does happen across the nation and you're seeing all this bad stuff going on, yeah, okay, that's a bad thing, but it doesn't have to consume you. What's happening is you are allowing what's going on to consume you. We are more than a political party. We are more than a religious group. We're more than a sexual orientation. We are more than the color of our skin. We're so much more. And what I'm asking you to do, ladies and gentlemen, is realize that you are so much more and start acting like it. If you want to be taken seriously as an adult, it's time to start acting like an adult. If you want to be taken seriously as a speaker or as a businessman, or businesswoman, business person, if you want to be taken seriously in anything you do, you better start acting like it and wake up every day like you meant to and do your absolute best. And if you fail, hey, at least you failed doing your absolute best. Most people are afraid to even try because they're allergic to failure. I'm allergic to failure, which is why I don't fail. I'd continue to move on and I continue to find my North Star. Les Brown says that if you ever get knocked down, try to land on your back, because if you can look up, you can stand up. So what do you want to do? Again, for those of you that are tuning in, I see Paige, which means which tells me that Coach and Mrs. Whiting are tuning in. I love you guys very much. Thank you for tuning in. I'm trying to challenge your brains. I'm trying to challenge your minds. I'm trying to, you know, I'm not the ultimate speaker. I'm not the ultimate end all. I'm not the ultimate anything. But I do use my brain for something. And that's what we need to start doing as a country. And I'm challenging right there at the very bottom. If you have an opinion, if you disagree with what I'm saying, prove me wrong. There it is. I'm not afraid of a debate. I mean, yeah, them clouds are starting to come in. I can see them. So I'm probably going to have to start wrapping this up, because it's been to get very energetic around here. But guys, thank you, man. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support. Thank you for being people who are willing to listen to an opinion that's different than yours. And if you refuse to acknowledge, and because we got a lot of people who absolutely refuse to acknowledge that there is more to life, that there's more to life than what's going on in their life. Right. There's a whole world out there of people who are going to be affected. There's people out there who's going to, again, they're going to wake up tomorrow. Some may not wake up tomorrow. But I can tell you with a great degree of certainty that those that are waking up, start your thank you tour. Start pouring in positivity before you even touch your phone, before you even look at social media. Give thanks. Maybe to yourself, maybe to your wife, maybe to your husband, maybe to your domestic partner, maybe to your pets. Give thanks, because that's what it's about. That's where we live. You know, after 9/11, Kevin Williams says, we were one nation. No one cared if you were blue like a Smurf. We all carried the person next to us. We need to become the nation once again, I believe. Yes, I've said a whole bunch of times that September the 12th is probably my favorite day. And the reason why is because we were a country who didn't weigh ourselves against each other. We come together. But speaking of some, I would like to leave you guys with some great news. For those of you who have been following the Villa Real family, So we already understand that our brother Rocky has passed. Christy, his sister, she's still been fighting COVID. And so Miss Josie tells me today, she says, and I want to read it to you. She says, I called Treeport, which is where her daughter's staying. My girl is awake. No ventilator since 4 yesterday, but will watch swallowing on a strict diet, speech therapy going good, pain in the trach, but that's expected. I spoke to her husband, Benito, last night, and she actually, through Skype, waved at her family. This young lady has been fighting her butt off for it's about 6 weeks now. And so before you start getting caught up in your own world, in your own negativity, in your own life, where everything is horrible, where everything is disgusting, and you want to complain about everything, think just for a second that there's somebody out there going through something worse. And how are they responding to it? What you need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is you need to take stock in what you have, be thankful for what you have, and change your perspective, because you're going to change your life. When you do so, you're going to be a happier person. And all this negativity in this world, it'll magically, I promise you, it will go away. You'll notice nobody's talking about COVID right now. Why? Because we got so many other things, right? It's that hot button issue. Decide what you want to allow to rent space in your head. That's where it is. What do you want to allow to rent space in your head? Do you want to fill it up with garbage? Do you want to fill it up with hate, with discontent, with nastiness? Or do you want to fill your mind up with positivity, with good things? That's what we all should want. It has nothing to do. And the thing is, good things come to everybody, but it takes work. Yeah, some people might have to work a little bit harder, but here's the thing, the anomaly that everybody talks about is that work ethic. What are you willing to do? What are you willing to put in? You're going to get out of this life what you put into it, just like with a sport, just like with your job. Sometimes you got to be willing to do more than you get paid for it, because it always comes back around. Guys, I'm going to wrap it up. It is, and the sky is starting to look a little funky. Clouds are starting to move, so Hurricane Laura is fixing to come say hello to Lumberton, Texas. So with that in mind, for those of you who are in the area, my heart is with you. My thoughts are with you. My prayers are with you. And you can bet that I'm an easy guy to get a hold of. Man, you shoot me a message and I will do everything in my power to get to you and to provide any help that I possibly can for you. But I do ask that for all of you guys that are still stuck around and tuning in, man, please pray for the folks in the path of this hurricane. You know, because they're going to need it. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you all stay happy, well, and blessed. Thank you for tuning into The Inconvenient Truth. I'm your host, Philip Blackman, and Lord willing, we'll be around to see you later tonight, maybe tomorrow. I want to show you some of the damage that is around that we are seeing. But if there's ever anything I can do for any of you, please reach out to me or Tammy, let us know, and we will give you everything we got. Until then, friends, until next time, God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in. And I love every one of you. Take it easy.